Mission Network News 2-Minute Version, Monday, May 17, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Peter Brooks with Mission Network News. Ministry leaders in India are calling last week's election results nothing short of miraculous. The radical Hindu ruling party, known as the BJP, was unexpectedly defeated. It's expected that Sonia Gandhi, with the Congress Party, will be named Prime Minister. President of Gospel for Asia, K.P. Yohanan.
If that be the case, what does that mean for Christian work or these anti-conversion laws? I believe they're going to throw it out and they're going to change this kind of approach to oppress minorities and cause difficulties for Christian missionaries and workers who are trying to help the nation.
While the election is good news for the future, Yohanan believes short-term it's not.
We may have greater persecution launched by the localized fundamentalist sect groups. And I'm telling our people, be prepared to lay down your life, because Congress being in power never means persecution will decrease.
And there are over a billion people without clean, safe drinking water, and many of them live in India. That's why Living Water International is involved in that Hindu nation. Living Water's president, Jerry Wiles, says many Indians aren't allowed access to water.
In many areas, especially in the rural areas, Christians are denied access to the community water supply. But we're able to work with a Christ group or a small church plant. We will work with them in drilling a water well. They freely share their water with the other religions, which really opens the door for the gospel.
$1,200 can build a well and help make an eternal difference in thousands of lives. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you're interested in finding out about short-term mission trips, go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on the Short-Term Missions Database logo on the left, where you can find out about various mission opportunities worldwide. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.